This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump says embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is willing to negotiate with his opponents to solve the political crisis in the South American nation, but warned Americans not to travel to Venezuela until further notice. Maduro made the offer to negotiate earlier Wednesday during an interview with Russia's RIA news agency, saying that he's willing to sit down at the negotiating table for the good of Venezuela. But he said there will not be a new presidential election until 2025, rejecting a demand by opposition leader Juan Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. British and European negotiators expressed different views Wednesday on the state of Britain's exit from the EU. A series of votes in the British Parliament Tuesday resulted in May's party getting approval for its plan to seek alternative arrangements to the Irish border provision of the current Brexit deal. But on the EU side, chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier said the bloc's position is very clear. We stand by the agreement we've negotiated.
The EU institutions remain united, and we stand by the agreement we have negotiated with the UK, never against the UK.
Britain is set to leave the EU in less than 2 months. Two people are dead after a grenade attack on a mosque in the southern Philippines Wednesday, the second deadly attack on a religious site in the region after a landmark referendum approving an autonomous Muslim region. Police say four other people were injured in the early morning bombing in Zambagoan City. It was denounced as inhumane by the local Ulama Council. Authorities do not believe it was in retaliation for Sunday's twin bombings of a Catholic cathedral. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban have both agreed to establish two technical teams to determine mechanisms for the withdrawal of all American and NATO troops from Afghanistan and for preventing terrorists from using Afghan soil against America and its allies. The chief Taliban negotiator revealed the details after nearly a week of marathon discussions, which concluded on Saturday in Qatar. There was no immediate reaction from the Afghan government or U.S. officials to his assertions. Iran appears to be broadening its presence in cyberspace, stealing information that would allow its cyber spies to monitor and track key political and business officials, including some in the United States. A new U.S. intelligence report released Tuesday warned that Iranian cyber actors are targeting U.S. government officials, government organizations, and companies to gain intelligence and position themselves for future cyber operations. The latest worldwide threat assessment also said Tehran has been preparing to use such information for a range of possible cyber attacks against the U.S. and its allies, though it did not share specifics. Millions of Americans are experiencing what may be the coldest temperatures they've ever felt as a massive blanket of Arctic air moves across the country. Forecasters say the weather on Tuesday night and Wednesday could make history. AP's Ed Small reports.
Bitter Arctic temperatures are forcing widespread closures of schools and offices across the eastern Dakotas, much of Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and Wisconsin.
These are the areas where temperatures today will be, on average, between 40 and 50 degrees below normal.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Service. At least four deaths have been tied to the weather system so far, and it's so cold, the U.S. Postal Service won't deliver mail today in parts or all of several Midwestern states. I'm Matt Small.
Negotiators from China and the United States will meet in Washington Wednesday to begin a second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the economic superpowers. But Monday's indictment by U.S. prosecutors of Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Chinese telecom giant Huawei Technologies, threatens to overshadow the new round of talks. The indictment alleges that Meng, Huawei, and the company's affiliates conspired to violate U.S. sanctions on Iran and deceived financial institutions and the U.S. government of their activities. China is angered over Meng's arrest in Vancouver by Canadian authorities on December 1st for extradition to the United States. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.